Building up to the grand final, there's not heaps of footy news around about the two teams competing because they're not competing for another 10 days yet. But Gary Pert is the CEO. He's had a lot on his plate. He's down there at Joondalup. Oh, some stories emerged overnight that hell's breaking loose down there. He joins us on the line. G'day, Purdy.
Hey, Gaz. Tim.
Just how is everything going down there? I know I was there yesterday. It looked to me like everything was pretty well under control. Are you as happy as you could be?
Oh, look, I think the preparation's been very good, and we've talked about it before. We'd love to be in Melbourne. We'd love to be playing at the MCG and be surrounded by all our supporters. But one of the things that comes out of being in Perth and all together at the resort here at Joondalup is the fact that it is really calm. It's been, you know, the boys are confident, but it's calm. We're not surrounded by a lot of people, and we can stay pretty focused on the job ahead, which has been nice because, you know, it's a young playing list, and I think that's a help.
Purdy, does the curfew apply to you too? Were you in bed by 9 o'clock last night?
Well, I'm in bed by 9 o'clock every night anyway, so it doesn't affect me. But look, there's been a bit of talk about that. I think it's just a sensible thing. It's just a reminder that, you know, we've come over to Perth to, you know, take the cup back home. We're here to do a job. Yes, we've got a bit more flexibility because we're out of isolation, so we can move around during the day. But let's just be sensible and come back and have our meals back here at night and then sleep in our rooms and be back at a reasonable time. We've got some Perth players, so if they want to spend time with their families over dinner, great. But again, everyone back at the resort. And, you know, that just, it hasn't been a big deal at all.
Okay, so is it hard and fast? You've got to be back in your rooms by 9 o'clock each night?
Well, it's just, boys, let's just make it that we're all back here at nine. There's no punishments. There's no, you know, one's been upset by it or you know, we're not sitting there at the doors counting who's in the rooms. Everyone's been very reasonable about it. But, you know, if someone come back at 9:05, we're not going to worry about that.
What about the other story I think was on Classified last night from Caro was that Melbourne had been difficult to deal with regarding the media over there in Perth. The AFL have got involved. Have you had any calls at all from the AFL complaining about access to players?
No, look, quite the opposite. I mean, the amount of work our players are doing, it happens every year. We're down to two teams now, and all the media want to talk to not only two teams, but everyone in Melbourne, every journalist wants to talk to Max Gawn and, you know, the coaches and the key players. So we spread the load around. So sometimes if journalists want to talk to one player or they all want to talk to Simon Goodwin, we share it around. We do a lot on our website and social media back to our own supporters and members as well. So, I mean, I'm overseeing that sort of media coverage. One, to get the balance so we don't have a distraction for the players. And two, we love communicating with our supporters and members back in Melbourne and around Australia. So we're doing an amazing amount of media internally and external. But again, we're here to do a job and that's got to be kept in balance.
So, Purdy, I'd ask the same for the Bulldogs. What things are in place post the grand final for both teams, in the winning team and the losing team, in terms of how they can present and then sort of beam that stuff back into their supporters back in Melbourne, win or lose?
Yeah, so both teams are working with the Perth state government and Basil as well, in terms of the AFL site that is set up, a big stage, and there'll be a lot of activity before and during the grand final. Well, the day after the grand final, whoever wins, they'll go back there, they'll have the big stage. It's all set up for security and transport and car parking, and supporters will come into that, and whoever loses will have probably another alternative that's not as big, it won't be as many people coming down. So, you know, that's the immediate activity straight after the grand final. But from our point of view, it's pointless us rushing our players back to Melbourne straight after the game because of the lockdowns. We wouldn't be able to connect with our supporters and members. So whether we win or lose, we plan to be doing something back in Melbourne at the MCG in probably December when the players come back from having a bit of a break. We're really hoping restrictions have eased up, even if we've got a limited amount of people that can come along. We're dying to get back to Melbourne to be surrounded by our supporters and members who have been so loyal, so patient, and we can't wait to get back there. But at the moment, clearly it would be a bit pointless.
Talking to the CEO of the Melbourne Footy Club, Gary Pert, you must have heard some extraordinary stories around the emotion associated with some of these Melbourne fans in the lead-up to this grand final and the fact that they can't get to Perth to witness it.
Yeah, like the emails, text messages and what's been on social media, it's definitely the hardest part of this. Like, so we're excited about what's going on. We know the best thing we can do for our supporters, not only in Melbourne but around Australia, is play good footy, win, get into the grand final and hopefully win a premiership for them. But at the end of the day, hearing the literally thousands, hundreds of thousands of stories of people that should be here, we should be at the MCG, we should be in front of 90,000. Everyone that's been so loyal should have the opportunity to be part of it. And it does break your heart, nearly to the point that you have to just stay focused on the fact that what we can do for them is play good footy and do everything possible to win the game. But, whether it's a Ron Barassi, a Neil Danaher, down to the 50,000 members that have just kept on rolling up over the last 20 years when we haven't played in a grand final. All of these people should be there and part of it. So it does break your heart.
Have you got an idea or an indication yet as to what sort of support you'll have there on grand final day from Melbourne fans?
Well, against Geelong, we thought we did ticketing for say 3,000 or 4,000, but of the 60,000 that was there, quite clearly, I reckon we had 70% of the crowd. And we've done a lot of work over here in Perth, marketing and communicating to the locals to say, be a D for the day. If you barrack for one of the other teams and they're not playing in the finals, then, jump on board, back us in. And I've got to say, you cannot buy a red or blue top in Perth. We've been handing out caps and scarves. So on top of the great support we've got from our long-term supporters and members, there's no doubt that the Perth locals have been jumping on board. We're about to ship a whole new shipment of merchandise over that will arrive next week just because there's so much demand for it. So, and the same in Melbourne. We've probably reordered our merchandise over 10 times just to keep with the demand. So there's a lot of people very excited about it, and our supporters deserve that, and we love the energy that's being built around the club at the moment.
Hey, Pertty, experience is the greatest teacher. You were there at Collingwood during those grand final appearances, and what did that teach you, and how's that been able to help you in your position as CEO in the preparation for this grand final?
Well, it's a big benefit that you've been through it before and you know the things to be a little bit careful of because, the grand finals, it's exciting, but it can be a bit of a circle in the lead up to it. But another thing is we've deliberately brought in a lot of the coaches, which I think is more important, whether it's your Adamuzes and your Chocos and Goody's been around grand finals. These are the people around the players every day to make sure that you just keep calm and focused. And we do very much try and keep this like another game because when the ball bounces, you guys know that it'll just be another game, another contest, one-on-one with your opposition and two really great, informed, confident teams going toe-to-toe. But we've got to keep it as focused and relaxed as possible. At the same time, around that, what I call the circus, which is just fantastic for our supporters, we've got to look for every opportunity. Right at the moment, that's through social platforms rather than face-to-face. You've got to use this as an opportunity to help grow the club. We've got to grow membership. We've got to grow the connection. Melbourne has got a big gap in its membership with the kids. Over the last 20, 30 years, kids haven't been jumping on board and supporting Melbourne. So big focus on the kids during this period of time so that we help reshape the club really for the next 10, 15 years out of this experience.
Purdy, great stuff. We listened yesterday to Amit Bains and you this morning now. So SEN getting great coverage of the two teams. We appreciate it very much.
Great. Thanks, guys. And thanks again for your support this season.
On your Purdy.
Gary Purt, Melbourne CEO there for Build Exact. Quote exactly, save time with Build Exact.